All right, we got a few things coming up here that we're going to need you to stick around for because we need your help. Coming up, this new survey says so many people do this when they're drunk. I have never heard of this, so that blows my mind. That's coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe wants to know is something I wanted to do last week, and the reason why I wanted to bring it up is I thought I'd be back in time, but me and Porkchop, no, we did not make out, despite all the rumors that have been spreading around here. I assume it was Liver Alex that started that rumor, but we both had influenza A. We were sick as could be, man. We were not doing well. We were on, like, life support. It was like,
well, you guys stopped touching tongues.
Well, I mean, listen, if that's not normal, I don't want to be normal. So here's my thing, though. I was sick, I was watching shows, and, well, I was like, you know what? This would be the greatest topic in radio ever, and I'm sure Alex would love if we did this for Joe Wants to Know.
Oh, great. That means I'm going to hate it.
Exactly. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is your favorite game show? Because I got myself in a Price is Right rut. Alex, you don't have to rub your face like that. It's not that bad of a question.
I'm listening.
You should not play poker. You do not have a good poker face. 833-JOE-ALEX. No, it doesn't have to be like morning time stuff. It doesn't have to be The Price is Right. It could be like Jeopardy. Like, I really, because of my wife, by the way, she was on it, being on Jeopardy and watching it, I actually like to watch it every night now. I really enjoy it.
I like Family Feud.
Yes. Okay. Hey, it's Steve Harvey.
Liv, what is your favorite game show?
I like The Gauntlet, the MTV Road Rules Challenge.
That is a terrible example.
It's a good show.
We should all go on Family Feud like a big family.
No, because we would get buzzed. All right, Liv, what do you think?
They're trying to say that you're stupid, Liv.
I did not say you were stupid.
I'm sending you to HR.
Oh, you know what? That's not even funny. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let me get your opinion, Alex. What is your favorite game show? Like, what's the best one?
I'm not into game shows. I never have been, honestly. I mean, I like a lot of other types of TV shows, reality shows and stuff like that, but game shows have never been something I'm into.
Hold on. Ray's on the phone. Maybe he'll change your mind. Ray, thank you for calling in for Joe Wants to Know. What is your favorite game show?
Mine is Whammy.
No whammy.
Exactly, yes.
I heard they're bringing that show back.
I sincerely hope so.
Dude.
I say the same thing when I get my paycheck. I'm like, no whammy, stop.
There's no money left in there. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Actually, I did just think of something.
Oh, good. Okay, so Alex for Joe wants to know, what is your favorite game show?
What was that show that used to be on, like, Spike TV or something a few years ago where it's, like, Asian, and then they're all jumping around getting hurt, like, going on obstacle courses? That they don't speak English at all, but the subtitles and stuff are on the screen, and it makes me laugh so hard, them jumping and missing on these things.
I'm trying to look it up.
No, I don't know that. I thought you were going to say American Ninja Warrior, because that's a good one, too.
It's close.
No, that's not it. That's not it. They're doing, like, foam obstacle
MXC.
Courses.
Was it MXC?
Yes.
Most Painful?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
That is my favorite game show.
Like, they would be, I think it was in Japanese, or China. I think it was Japanese. And, like, I'm ready! Let's do it! And
it was
terrible, like, dub-overs and voiceovers.
It was hilarious.
What about think of all the fun you could have on Supermarket Sweep?
Yes! Oh, my God. Did you guys not like?
Dude, I love that show.
Why am I just 833-JOE-ALEX? That's all I'm getting today.
I tried to tell you.
This is a fire topic.
I feel like you guys need to wear mom jeans and sell Pampered Chef.
You know what? That's not even funny.
Yeah. Oh, Joe's selling Lululemon now. Oh, my God. This is the MLM marketing morning show with Joe, who loves his game shows.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is William.
Hey, William, what's your game show?
So I like all the classic game shows. My favorite one is Match Games.
Yeah, Alex, look at you.
Match Games.
You would be awesome on Match Games.
I don't know that one.
That's about the original Match Game with Gene Rayburn, not Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Match Game PM. I know that one.
I like that Ellen game of game show. I watch that before This Is Us comes on sometimes.
I mean, that's okay, but that's like new school. I want the old school. What's up, Liv?
Someone on Instagram said that Temple of the Hidden.
Oh, yes.
Hidden Temple.
Yes, Legend of the Hidden Temple. That was on Nickelodeon. All those old school Nickelodeon shows were legit the best.
I was a Blue Barracuda. That was a team on the Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. I can't participate in this conversation very well because I don't know these shows.
Someone just tweeted and said Silent Library. Remember that on MTV?
Oh, yeah.
And I think Next can be considered a game show.
You guys are really...
Is it? That's a dating show
to me.
You guys are
stretching all these games out from like the original, like...
Those
awesome
aren't game shows to me, though. Those are just like reality shows, dating shows. I like those.
Yeah, you like the dating stuff, but you don't actually like any of these old school throwback games. Live the Web Girl's got another one. Our social media is at Joe and Alex Show.
No, this is just for me. Remember that episode in Friends where Joey goes on like the pyramid scheme show?
Oh, yes. Brooklyn.
The pyramid show?
You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Brooklyn?
Hi. Sorry that was so awkward. I don't know what happened.
It was Pork Chop. He's listening right now. I need everybody listening. Say, Pork Chop, do a better job.
Pork Chop, do a better job.
There we go. Now, what did you want to say, Brooklyn?
Survivor game show is my favorite.
Now, is that because you wanted to be naked on an island, or why'd you like it so much?
No, Naked and Afraid is different than Survivor. But Survivor is all about, like, outwit, outsmart, and outplay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, challenges. You have to, like, win, and then, like, you have to make alliances within the team. I remember watching it when I was younger, but, like, watching it now, like, binging the seasons, like, it makes so much more sense of why, like, there's alliances and stuff. But, and, like, the winner gets $1 million. Like, what?
That's not too bad. I would love to go on an island for a while just to get away from all of you.
Oh, there you go. Go for it.
You know what you just made me think of? Would you guys let me go on the show The Amazing Race?
Yes.
No, because you'd be...
What do you mean, would we let you? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I know.
No
you
way.
Had like one of your parents
it's
or something.
Free publicity really? For a show. I left the last morning show I was on for 5 weeks to go on a show.
I'm going
to
apply.
Do it.
Yeah.
You
who
need
would
a partner.
Be a partner, though?
It definitely shouldn't be Liv the Web
and
Girl.
And it should not be Chase.
Then who should my partner be? We should ask the listeners who
you
wants to be
find
my partner.
Somebody. Yes.
Yeah, why don't you go into the phones and you find somebody, okay?
Yes, who wants to go on the Amazing Race with me? Come on, someone.
Okay.
Right?
I'm just trying. Hey, are you there?
I love that game. I'm so good with maps
hold
and directions.
On. Oh, wait, hold
I'm
on.
So good with maps because I'm an Uber driver.
Yeah, that's what I do, guys. I drive people places. I seriously, if I was on Amazing Race, oh, look, it's everybody calling in.
Oh,
stop it. Sorry about that, buddy. It's okay. Don't cry.